Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Tzadi. Hey, picking up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 7 lines down. Ibaylo lechem aparam nifsal v'masos. Did the lechem aparam become puzzle with the when they would journey through the desert? In other words, they were traveling, so like leaving. So did they not become a puzzle from such a thing? We know that if it leaves the courtyard, the azar, it becomes no good. It's yotze. It's considered leaving the area it has to be in. Therefore, is that a problem when they would travel? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Chanamar, if someone says it's possible, Chanamar, if someone says it's not possible. Mandam, a puzzle, when it's possible, the Chassavit says, Kesher Yachanu, can you sow? As they encamp, so it's the journey, right? So what does it say? Ma b'chan yosa, b'chan, b'chan, no, yosa, nifsa b'yosa. Just like when they're camping, it's possible when it goes out. So too, when they're traveling, Afinishyosa, nifsa b'yosa. Mandam, and if so, it's not possible, the Chassavit says, V'lechem atamid, Allah, yeah. And the constant bread shall remain upon it, right? It means on the table while it's journeying. We're telling us that even while it's journeying, it's going to it's going to be kosher like it was. V'idach na'ami, it says, hi, oksev, kashay achem ken yisoh. So how does he deal with that? L'idach gisa, in the other way, to support his din, that it does not become puzzle. Mabachaniyaso, kilo yatsamim komo. Josh, like during when they're in camping, if it didn't leave its place, lo mifsel to the apostle. So too, kilo yitzavim komo, lo mifsel to the apostle. V'idach na'ami, according to the gentleman who says that it did become apostle, what do we do with the fact talk? If it says v'lechem atamid alav yihiyah, which is mashma that the lechem on the table remains good even when it's journeying. Ella, kiyosef dimiyam, when he came, he said, bimesudar, where the bread was still set up on the table when it's journeying, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, everyone agrees that it's not going to be a Gombasa. Like you Pligi, where they are arguing, Bimisulak, when it was removed from the table before the journey started and was carried with the Mishkan's Kalim in the Machana Levia. One says that this case is going to be Pasal, and the other says it's not. Manam Rabin, this one says it's Pasal. The Sivitis Kashay Yachanu, can you sow? As they encamp, so shall they journey. The Machmani also knew somebody else, just like when it was when they're in camping, it's possible to say. Ah, but he says it's possible to say. The Mandarin of so said it's not. The Chsev Nasa Omoid is the tenth of meaning shall journey. Af al pish and Nasa, even if when it journeyed Omoid, it was still considered the Ohel Moid. So even if it was removed from the table before it started, it was not considered like it left the Azara. You know, of the Mishkan, the Chatz of the Mishkan. Therefore, it's not going to be possible leaving. Vidach Naami, Yalksev, Kashay Yachem, King Yisrael. What's he doing with that Pasuk? Lidach Gisa, using it for the other direction for himself. Mabachan Yaso, just like during the encamping, Kilo Mapik Le Lo Mefsar, when one doesn't, if one doesn't remove it from the chatzar, it doesn't become puzzle. Apenisiyasu kilo mapiklei lo mifsal. Take it out, it's not going to be puzzle. V'idach na'ami al-kseiv v'nasel mo'ed. This is also mo'ed, which is masha that the Mishkan held on to its status while it was journeying. So even if it was removed from the table, it was not considered like it left the Mishkan. What does he do with that? Ahul the Golem Udasa. Yozis is coming to teach the Mishkan's place amongst the Degalim, the banners. Right, that was how they walked and they encamped during their journey. As the Shvatim would travel, each one had a degel, and how they were set up, like 3-3-3-3, and how they would go and they would walk. There were four of them, three tribes to each one, and the banners were located north, south, east, and west of the Mishkan. V'idach, the one uses to teach that the Mishkan retains its status while it's journeying. Where does he learn out the place amongst the Degalim? May mi machane alavim b'socha machanos nafke. He learns out from that pasuk. Ayayay may seve effect gemar b'shas siluk masos. At the time they removed the Mishkan and they would start going out journeying in the midbar. Kachim nifsalim biyotzei. Sabrai said that they're going to be puzzle all the kachim. Zavim umutzarayim mishtalchem chutz mechitzasan. And those that were Zav and Mitzor were sent out of their mechitzas. The karbanos became subject to psul of leaving because the curtains that would set up around the chatzer were taken down because the chatzer for that moment wasn't existent. Therefore, all the meat is possible. But the encampment as a whole retained its kedusha. Therefore, the Zamansurim were still out of their areas. My lava fi lechem apadim. Doesn't this also speak of lechem apadim? And we see that during when they were journeying, the lechem apadim was going to be possible for leaving. Lo, bar mi lechem apadim. By some means, except for the lechem apadim. Manav shach. Okay, now hold on a second. Manav shach. Anyway, you slice it. Eol moed dafkahu. If the pasuk, the Ol Moed shall journey, is meant specifically, it's teaching that even while journeying, the Mishkan held its status. I feel the Kachem Nami, the Kachem also shouldn't have become possible the time it was taken out. And E Ol Moed lav dafkahu, then I feel Lechem Apanim Nami, even Lechem Apanim also should be a problem. So what's going on? Says Gemara, Eli Kiyasarovin, Amar, Mar Amar B'Mesudar, that one is saying is then whether it was Musudai, it was arranged on the table when it was journeying. Umay Sama of Mahabimasiluk. And once talking about the case, when it was removed, Philippi, you're actually arguing. There's no argument here, the machlokas. If the bread was on the table, everyone's going to be masking, it's not going to be possible. If it was removed, then they're going to say it's possible. Amar Abai, Shmami Na, ye siluk masos, balayla. We learn from here, from this din over here, that the removal of the Mishkan, right, to prepare to give them the journey, can be done at night. If it came out, like it was a command to go, then even if it's at nighttime, they would start immediately, they wouldn't wait till the next morning. Because if you would say there's no signal at night, then Amos Midale, when are the curtains carried away? The one that set up the, you know, the different areas of the Mishkan. The Tzafra in the morning, my area is Mishim Yotze. But then why does the Brises say, teach us that the stuff became puzzle with leaving? Typically, the Ifsa Le Belina, say it became puzzle because of Lina, it stayed overnight. And we know something's left overnight, it's going to be no good. Since the Brises finds it necessary to speak about leaving, it must be that Lina didn't actually happen yet. And for that speech, it's talking about it's a nighttime. Pshita, obviously. Lalechas Yom and Velaylex, if it's a straight up, the journey by day and night. So obviously you're allowed to go at night. No, Ma'al Tami, you would have thought, Hani Mili Echad the Akar B'Yamama. That's only talking about when you already were uprooted by the daytime and they started, they continue at night. Of Echad the Lo Akar B'Yamama. But let Leol Matsaki, you're not allowed to start at night. Come, I shall come teach you, you can. Uramini, but really, is this true? If your body starts to say that like that, Huglalu HaParochos, the curtains surrounding the courtyard were rolled up. Hutra Zavim Mutsarai in the Kurnas Lisham. The Zavim Mutsarai became mutter to enter there. The Brisa said earlier that at the time of the removal, the Zavim Mutsarai were sent out of the camp. What's going on? Amravashi Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, which allows them to come back to the camp to Livia. And Ha Rabbanan. Tolan becomes Rabbanan. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa. Beep. Turn the page. Tzadi Heim Abbas. Rabbi Eliezer Amer. Yachal Dachaku Zavim Mitzrayim. You would think that Zavim Mitzrayim are pushed away. I'm sorry, that if they were to push their way in, and they would come into the courtyard on the for the Karban Pesach, and they were in the state of Tuma, Yachal Yuchayav, and you think they're going to be Chayav Kareis, because, you know, Tumah person comes to the Mikdash, Tumah Lomar, Vishalchum, Minamach, Kol Tzorim, Kol Zav, Kol Tumah Lefesh, send them out. The fact that they put these two things next to each other is Bishasha, Tumay, Mace, and Mishtalchim. At the time when those contaminated Tumas Mace are sent out, Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchim. The Zav Mitzrayim are sent out also. Ain't Tumay Mace and Mishtalchim, but at the time when they're not sent out, like the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah, Ain't Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchim. They're not sent out. So we see from this Brisa that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the sending out of the Zav Mitzrayim depends on, is all continues upon, sending out those who are going to be Tumay Mace. During the journeying of the desert, those that were Tumay Mace weren't sent out. And the reason is because a person that's Tumay Mace is only sent out of the Mish of the Azara. When they were journeying, there was no Azara. So it comes out that, according to the Azara, Zav Mitzrayim also were not sent out of their camps during these journeys. So the Brisa that allows the Zav and the Mitzrayim to come into the camp of Levia during the journeys goes according to the Azara. And the one that says, Asked him, goes going to Rabbi Eliezer, those who argue with those of the Chachamim, will say that the knocking out of the Zav Mitzrayim is not dependent upon knocking out those who are Tumas Mace. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Achas Shtei Halechem, Achas Lechem Apanim, both the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, Lishasam Yivichasan, Achutz. Your kneading and shaping can be done outside of the Azara. Rashi says before Shigmar, Vafiyasa Vapnim, the baking has to be on inside. That's gotta be the inside. Ve'enu dochas is a Shabbos, it's not doche Shabbos. The baking. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koma Sehem Bifnim, everything is done inside. That's opinion number two. Number three, Bishimon Omer, Leolam Aviragil Omer, one should accustom himself to say, Shtei Alechem Alechem Apadim, Ksheres Ba'azara, Uksheres Abis Pagi, that the kosher. The prep is good in the Zohar and base pagets throughout the city of Yerushalayim. So we got three different opinions. Rashi says, "Bechol Yerushalayim, the kasava fiyasa nami bechol." It's even the baking can be done outside. One says kneading outside, baking inside. Another says both inside, and another says all of them outside. Hagu v'kashu v'stir in the Mishnah. Amarti said that lishasa v'chasa bechol that the kneading should be done outside. Ama midas yavish lo niskatsu. It must be that the dry stuff is not kaddish, and therefore. You could do it, but if you have some but it's got to be baking inside. I'm going to do something since Kaddish. It is Kaddish. What's going on? Amar Rava Hukshu Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Kibarzel Umano or Bishesus. This question was found to be hard by a hard man who is hard as iron. And Rashi explains this means somebody who's very wise. Rashi says Chacham Umachudad Lechate Chalach Kibarzel. Wise and sharp, does it a cut halacha like iron? Manu, who is this? Rav Sheshes. Akasha, what's the problem? Dilma Yisaron Lomikadis. Maybe the Yisaron, the kli that's used to measure this flour, is not going to be Mikadis stuff inside of it. Tanner Mikadis, but the Tanner does Mikadis in there for the Zostira. Eli Kasha, Akasha, no, there's a question, this is a question. Vafiyasa Mefnim, that the baking has got to be done inside. I'm a Tanner Mikadis, mostly the Tanner is Mikadis. Vein Dochas Shabbos is not Dochas Shabbos. Which means that the lechem upon must be baked the day before Shabbos. But if the oven's going to be makdish, the bread on Friday, and if so, belina, it's going to be possible with lina if you leave it overnight to be doing it on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Huksha Adam Kasha, Shu Kasha Kabaz. This question was found to be hard by a hard man who is hard as iron. Man, who is that? Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Ashi, my Kusha. He says, what's the question? Dilma my Bifneh, what does it mean inside? Bim comes reason. The bread must be baked in the place of those there is reason. By Kohanim, the Mishnah is not saying that it has to be done inside the Azara, though. So it means Bimkom's reason where the Kohanim are. So if I was just saying that when the Mishnah says that these carpets are done inside, it doesn't actually mean it's got to be in the courtyard. It means it's got to be baked by Kohanim. Inside, it's just that's where these, that's their makom, that's their place. The reason the Mishnah necessitates that the Kohanim is that they you know, there's reason, and they're going to take care and make sure to do it quickly so it's not going to become chametz. But they don't have to do it inside, they can do it outside. Ah, the Rav Ashi Barusei. And that was Rav Ashi said is a mistake. Manufsach says, well, otherwise, I say, yeah, if you have been in Zrizin, if the baking needs Zrizin, needs the Likwadim, Lishavichad Ami been in Zrizin, then the kneading and the shaping should also need them. Lishavichad Lobby in Zrizin, if you're not loving in Zrizin, then neither. Ella, the Rav Ashi Barusei, it must be that it's actually his statement that he had said is a mistake. Rashi says, Vitavra mi. Shoshana Zu, Lo Shana Zu. So taught this one, didn't teach that one. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda was the second opinion. He says that everything should be done inside. The kneading, the shaping, the dough, everything's got to be done inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Ma'aseim Bifnim, everything's done inside. And Rabbi Shimon says, you should get used to saying that Shtei Lechem Lechem Afanim are valid in there and outside as long as the walls are Yerushalayim. Amar Vol Bar Kanu, Shneim Bikar Echadosh, both of them are dashing for one Pasuk. V'hu Derech Chol V'af Ki Ayom Yikdash Bekli. Pasuk and Shmuel. It's talking about David HaMelech when he's running away from Shaul. He was starving against the ear of Nof, and the place of where the Mizbeach was, and he asked for bread. The Kohanim said that they only had Lechem upon him. This Pasuk is saying back David HaMelech's response, and they argue about how to explain it. And what does he say? Vehu, and it, the bread, is in a way of non-sacredness, and even though today it will be consecrated in a vessel. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Mecholas Kechinu de Ka'afule. The old said, David HaMelech found the Kohanim baking the bread, Lechem Panim, it was on a weekday, on Friday. Amalahu, he says to them, Derechol Ka'afisalu Le. Well, you're baking it in a way, which is Derechol, which means like, not in a Kaddish way. Afki Ayom Yiknes Bekli, even though today it's going to be consecrated in a Kli, like meaning in the oven. If Sele Belina, but then it's going to be possible with Lina on Shabbos morning. According to Rehuda's understanding, David is arguing that Lechem Chana becomes Kaddish in the oven, Therefore, it's got to be baked on Shabbos on a Friday. And that's the source of Yehuda's din of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Tzomer b'Shabbos actually chinu the kal filei. He found that they're actually baking it on Shabbos. Amar lehu, and he said to them, lo derechol b'isu lemevde. Should you not do this in a derechol way, on me'er lewite? Midi tanur mikadesh. There's an oven, then is that to makdesh the bread? You're scared it's going to be... it's going to problem with Lina. Shulchan u'mikadesh is the table that's actually doing it, not the oven. According to what he understands, David is saying that the lechem upon him doesn't become kadosh in the oven, therefore it doesn't override that the iser of Shabbos. So they learn that from the same pasuk. Umi matzah samar to the v'shasa fia ashkechinu. Could you really see like the second opinion that he came at the time of the baking lechem upon him? Because if it says v'itin lo hakohen kodesh. The Kohen gave him kadosh bread because there was no bread there, but the lechem aparim that was removed from before Hashem. We see that the Melech got there when the old lechem aparim had already been removed from the shulchan and the new one was put on it. He didn't get there when the new bread was being baked. Ela mai derechol to ka'am ulohu. So what does it mean when it says derechol in naim kadosh way? Ha chi ka'am ulohu. This is what they told him. Leka lechem kiyem lechem upon him musarim milafnei Hashem. There is no bread available except the lechem upon him was removed from before Hashem. Amar lehu, so he said to them, lo mi boy hai. It's not even necessary to speak about the that it's okay this bread that's been removed. It's given enough a claim of me'ila derecholu, since it's left the state of me'ila, it's considered to be a derechol. Ela filu haichdami. Even this other bread also, Dayom Yikdas B'Kli, which is today, is Mukdash and Akli, Havaleh D'Lechli, you can give that to me as well. The Gemara is saying that the Pasuk, and it is a way of non-sacredness, even though today will be considered in Akli, is David HaMelech explaining of why the Kohanim were mutter to give him the Lechem Aparim. He said not only was he mutter to eat the bread, it was mutter to eat the bread that already lost its Kedusha by being removed from the table, it was even mutter to eat bread that was on the table at that moment, even though it has full kedusha. Beep, turn the page out of his mouth. Misukanu, why? Because he's in a state of sakana. He's in a state of danger. Rashi says, sha'achsu bulmos. He's in a state of bulmos. It's a life-threatening weakness because he's so hungry over there. And so in that case, you can even usher food, even on Yom Kippur, and until he's able to see better. It's a simon that you have, God forbid, versus bulmos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, B'Gemara, Pligi. They're arguing over what's the Gemara's of the tradition. Rabbi Yehuda got it from his teacher. It says that the oven's going to mock this to bed, and Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't. Daikinami, he also learned that from actually reading the Mishnah, the Gittani. It says Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Olam of Yeruga Lomer, Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim, Kesheris Mazar, Kesheris Abaye, Kesheris Abespagi. Shema Aminos, we see from here that this Machlokas is a Machlokas of their tradition that they received. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.